Now's the time to know Psalm 91. But I'll tell you what, when you see the wave coming, you ain't got time to go home and get your Bible and try to find it. If it ain't in your heart, it's too late. Now then, if you got it in your heart and you said, Lord, you said you'd send your angels and then pick me up so I don't dash my foot against a stone. Well, there comes a wave of water. So I want to thank you for picking me up and putting me over that wave of water. Now, how many of you believe God could send an angel to just pick you right up and that wave go by? Sure, he could do that for us. Absolutely. Some of you may have never heard the story about the man that was getting ready back in years ago. This happened probably 15 or 20 years ago, a long time ago. Does anybody remember the two 747s on the Canary Islands that ran together? You know, you remember that. Okay, a few of you remember that. Some of you don't remember it. But this man's mother was a great Christian woman. And she told her son, says, I just feel in my spirit something's going to happen today, and I want to pray Psalms 91 over you before you go get on that airplane. He said, oh, Mom, we're going to be okay. I've already prayed. She said, no, I'm going to pray Psalms 91 over you today. So she got out her Bible, and she prayed Psalms 91 over her son and asked the Lord to do all those things for him. He goes and gets on one of those airplanes. They go out to the Canary Islands. They land for fuel, and they get ready to take off. It was a very, very bad day on the Canary Islands. You couldn't see a quarter mile down the runway. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people flying that are not Americans. They all have to speak English because English is the language they use everywhere as a pilot. You go anywhere in the world, you got to be able to speak English. But some of them don't speak good English. Some of the controllers in different places in the world don't speak Texas English, I'll tell you for sure. So they cleared a 747 down here to a certain runway, cleared another 747, and they were come to different ends of the runway. And whenever they cleared one for takeoff, the other one thought he cleared him for takeoff. So in this fog, they both pulled out on the end of the runway and start down the runway. One is just rotated and is airborne. The other one's got the nose up, and they hit right there. Bam. The one that was in the air blew it all to pieces, and everybody on it died. The one that was on the ground that had the nose up, as it ripped the whole top off, a ball of fire is coming right down through that tube. And the man that was sitting way back toward the back was the man that his mother prayed Psalms 91 over him. When he saw that ball of fire coming, he started screaming Psalms 91. He had it in his heart. The ball of fire went right by him. He said, I smelt skin burning, hair burning, everything. And he said, but I didn't feel nothing. He said, the woman sitting beside me was by the aisle. I told her, I said, ma'am, get up. We got to get out of here. And said she didn't respond. So I elbowed, get up. And he said, when I did, something had cut her completely in two and her body fell off into the aisle. He was cut completely in two. He didn't have a scratch. He jumped up and it's 8 foot to the top of a 747. The top of the top was gone. And so he's about a 50-something-year-old man, still screaming Psalms 91. But what did the Lord say he'd send to help you? Oh, angels. So he, 50-year-old man, 8 foot, and he jumps. And he goes over the top of the airplane, out onto the wing, slides down, runs out to the end of the wing. The wing is 3 stories above the ground, 30 feet high. That's 10 foot higher than the top of the peak of that building. And he jumps off onto the grass and don't even sprain an ankle. He got out of that without a scratch. Why? It was a coincidence, I know, just happened to be. No! This guy's screaming Psalms 91. Who shows up to make his word come to pass? God does. Now, isn't that amazing that almost nobody on that airplane knew the word? So those that didn't know the word, guess what happened to them? They died. Now, those that had accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they got to go home. But those that died that day, that didn't know the Word of God, that had never made Jesus Lord of their life, that fire they saw was just the beginning of where they were fixing to go. And so they all went to hell. And I can tell you for sure, most of them on those airplanes all went to hell that day. Most of them. Because most people don't know Jesus. Isn't that something? They don't really know him. They don't know who he is. But he says there, he'll send these angels and give them charge over you. And they'll bear you up. Do you know you got angels? Do you know they'll help you? When you call on them, they will help you. I mean, lots of people have went through their whole life and never called on an angel. Now, don't be like the Baptist preacher with his little son and his little boy, his angel. He could see his angel, and he was talking to him, a little guy, 3 or 4 or 5 years old. And he's always talking to his angel. And one day his daddy come in and he said, "Daddy, you know, what do you think about my angel?" He looked at him and said, "Well, yeah, I guess he's okay, son." He said, "Dad, no, what do you think about him?" He said, "Son, I don't see no angel there." "Dad, he's standing right there. You don't see him?" "No." So this went on several times. Finally, one day, he's talking to his angel, and his daddy walked in. He said, Dad, look at my angel. Look at him. Look what he's doing." He said, "Son, ain't nobody there. It's imagination." He said, "Daddy, that's an angel." He said, "Well, okay, if the angel's there, then ask him why I can't see him." This is a Baptist preacher. He said, "Angel, why can't my daddy see you?" "Oh, okay." He said, "Daddy, there's too much sin in your life." And that wasn't exactly what that Baptist preacher wanted to hear, was it? Is that what you want to hear? No. So what does that tell us about sin? Does God want us to get rid of sin? Yes. Does he want us to walk holy? Yes. And when we do, then he'll talk to us and we'll see him. And if we made him the Most High God, our dwelling place, he will give his angels charge over us and they'll pick us up so that we won't dash our foot against a stone. You don't have to worry about that, but you've got to know the word and walk in it. Now then, verse 13 and 14. "You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample underfoot." These are spiritual beings. This is Satan and his host of demons. So if you're walking in total obedience to God's word, do you have to worry about Satan and his host of demons? No, they're under your feet. Only when you sin do you have to be afraid of the devil. If you're made God, the Most High God, your dwelling place, he says, "You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, the devil himself, shall you trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name." Is it a good time to know the name of Jesus? Yes, it's a good time to know the name of Jesus and to use that name in faith, because he will save you from whatever catastrophe that's fixing to come. You know, another catastrophe I'm hearing that's fixing to come is the money, hyperinflation. They say hyperinflation is fixing to hit. Somebody says, "I don't know what that is." Well, let me tell you, if you had known anybody that lived back in Germany in the days of World War II, you'd know what hyperinflation was. Hyperinflation is a time whenever you bring a wheelbarrow full of money in to buy a loaf of bread. How would you like to be in a place where hyperinflation is changing so that you had to be paid for your job at every 3 hours or 4 hours so you could run down and buy a loaf of bread with a half a day's pay? Would you like to see that? You're going to see that. Hyperinflation, the way they're printing money in the United States of America, all kinds of nations are already saying, "We don't want the dollar no more. It ain't no good." This is happening all over the place. But let me tell you, if you got a lot of money in the bank, you better learn to do something with it. If you got something you wanted all your life and you've done without it, go ahead and buy it if you can pay cash for it. Don't buy nothing you got to pay for on payments. Because if hyperinflation hits, you won't be able to pay for it, so they'll come get it anyway. But if there's something you need or you want and you have not had it, and you got the money to buy it and pay for it, just go ahead and enjoy it. You know, use it for God's glory, whatever. But don't, if the tsunami were to hit. Do you know, how many of you remember Ike? Anybody remember the storm Ike a few years ago? Do you know that whenever they evacuated Houston, you know, when they tried to tell New Orleans to evacuate, nobody listened. But let me tell you, after Katrina hit, they listened. So when they told them to leave when Ike was going to hit, did they leave? Yes, millions, thousands, hundreds of thousands of them left. And how long did it take for every gas station in Houston to be out of gas? Just a few hours. A few hours, every gas station in Houston was totally out of gas. Now then, if there were to be one of these things, a tsunami, and if they were to try to tell you that we are come to evacuate you and you're not willing to leave, if you stayed, and then this thing did erupt, You ain't going to have time to get out. If this thing's coming at 2 or 3 or 4, or they said up to 600 miles an hour, you ain't going to get out. So you better really learn how to walk by faith. Because, you know, I hate to be the bearer of such bad news, but, you know, I believe with all my heart what I'm telling you today is going to come to pass very soon. So I just want you to be ready. I want you to be ready. These things are going to happen. God is in the process of judging the world. I mean, anybody in here believe that God's judging the world right now? Okay, some of y'all do. I believe he's doing this. So if there was ever a time to make him the Lord of your life, is it now? Yes, let him know. Before you leave here today, like I've told many a person, if there's, just like the other night, I was out here working on my truck. This is not me. I don't normally ever do such stupid things like this. But I'm changing, slowly but surely. I was out here working on my truck. It was 9 o'clock at night, and I'm all dirty and everything else, and I just got through with my truck, and my wife comes out there, and she says, "Well, how's it run?" I said, "I got it fixed. It's perfect. It's running perfect." And I said, "Thank you, Lord." She said, "Let's go celebrate." I said, "Go celebrate. What do you want to celebrate?" She said, "Getting your truck running." I said, "What do you want to do?" She said, "Let's go to Brahms and get a double-dip ice cream cone." I thought about that a minute. I said, "Here, I'm dirty, tired." I said, "What the heck? Let's go to Brahms and get a double-dip ice cream cone." So did we go to Brahms and get a double-dip ice cream cone? Yes, we did. So, I mean, if I hadn't believed that the dumb things that's happening is going to happen, I said, "No, I don't need an ice cream for two reasons." I worked hard all day today to try to keep this stomach flat. I don't need a double-dip ice cream cone this late at night, but I did anyway. I went and got it. But I believe that by faith, I have power over what's coming. I believe with all my heart that God he is in the process of judging the world. And if we will believe his word, we have nothing to fear. Nothing. But you better learn how to walk in faith. You better learn these scriptures.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.